I got a new iPhone because I didn't want to be the dumbest person in this house. There's two Chihuahuas and Wendy, so it's a house full of girls, and I obviously don't know how to speak to them. So I was like, well, ChatGPT and Apple Intelligence will actually give me, it's gonna be the cheat code for me. I could at some point, you know, use it and go, Siri, what did Wendy just say? And I could also say, how do I say it nicely without her getting offended? That was the big reason why. The other reason why was through trade-in, it'd be for free. I did all this online because if I went into Verizon and they were to ask me, what's the main purpose of your trade-in? And I'd be like, hard to explain. I just want to feel human again. I don't know. I'm old and I just want to learn how to talk to women again and have them respect me when I'm done talking to them. Siri, please explain how I am wrong. That would be my go-to, my shortcut. It didn't even start off on the right foot. You could schedule it through Apple, and I was going to do it at the Apple Store because I wanted the whole experience, you know, like what it was back in the day with the launch. But they have the store opened at 8, and I wanted to be in line for that, right? And it didn't start off good because on the way there, I got pulled over. It's been so long since I've been pulled over that when I saw the lights, I saw it was just red lights. And the cop car was so close behind me that I couldn't even see like the red, white, and blues. I didn't even know it was on. I just saw two red lights on his front bumper, you know, like through the grill. I was like, is that for me? Like, that was my first thought was, I don't think that's for me. That's got to be for somebody else. But for some reason, he's very close to me. I was like, well, you know what? I think it is for me. So I pulled over and I was honest, you know, I had everything ready for him. And he goes, yeah, I pulled you over because, well, I jumped into the carpool lane for a second, you know. And I said, hey, look, I apologize. I was annoyed. I was annoyed that the car in front of me had that much room. It was like a 5-car length. And I just jumped over and got in front of him. So it was easy peasy. It was maybe 1 second, but the cop car was, I must have done it right in front of him too, because in order for me to jump into the carpool lane, you need a little bit of space. And he obviously must have had space and he saw me do it. So he goes, yeah, absolutely. I did see you do that. It matched up. So it's been so long that I don't know. I got a little cocky that I would not get a ticket. And I didn't. The guy came back and goes, hey, your story matched up with mine. And to let you know, it's a $400 fine if you do it next time. I'm going to let you go. And I said, thank you so much, sucker. I'll probably do it again. Just because, you know, it's such an easy fix if somebody is on their cell phone or just not paying attention or just being the same or just being a Prius. You know, you just fix it by just jumping in front of them. But I do wonder if there's enough, I don't know, like it's got to be like a credit line, you know, the times that they put your plate in and they do a little run check and they go, wait, pull this car over. We're going to go check them out. Like it's got to be some sort of credit that they would say that, he's above 800. So we can let this guy go. Or, you know, he's actually, knock on wood, hope my credit stays up, but I have to say, I've been let go a few times. At least three that I could think of. So I was there. It was the store opens at 8. I got there at 7:50. I was maybe number 100, and I wasn't even sure because I did the pre-order. So I walked up to the door, and they're like, "Where are you going?" I was like, "I want to go in. I'm here for the pre-order." They're like, "Yeah, the line's way back there." It's like all these people are me. There's 99 people that are me. I'm number 100. They went, "Yeah, this is a big deal." I've never been one of these people that just wait in line for a phone, especially an iPhone. Like I didn't even do it for a PS5. I didn't do it for a Wii. This was new. Per usual, I felt very late to this iPhone party. I wanted the first one, then just never got it. Then now it's 17 years later. I never got to be in the queue when there's, you know, 100-some people in line, and these workers used to come out and just, you know, try to keep them awake by the means of not giving them coffee, but by them just like getting them in the tizzy, like caged animals, like, "Are you guys ready for this?" Then they would have these t-shirt launchers, and they put the iPhones in there, and they just go, "Here you go," and they just like shoot it in the air, and they all, you know, go after it. And sometimes if you're standing too close, you get to catch one in the mouth. The resale value would be the asking, not what's your best offer. But it's 2025 now, and the people I could say that was in front of me that I could tell, if I were to sum it up in one word, is bougie. I felt, I didn't even know how I could be in line with these people. Like, they seemed more put together. They seemed calm. They knew what was going on. And I'm just a guy in line with my shirt still pulled down for the highway patrol officer. I'm kind of, I don't know why, but the lines were still long. You know, I know that the store opens at 8 and they move them along, but then there's all these questions and ask. I felt like that there should be a few lines, you know, not just one line. Then you, this is just my constructive criticism, because I should have been in the prepaid, give me my damn phone line. Because it was, I mean, everything is all paid for. Everything's all squared away. All I need is to grab it. I don't need all that, like, which one did you get? What color is it? I don't need all that. And did you pre-order? Okay, well, this person, like, after you explain all that stuff, they have somebody else take you away to another part of the store to help you get your phone. You know, it's almost like that they just want to separate us from the herd. While I was being helped with my phone in the special part of the store, I guess, there was a guy that came in, that came up and had to interject, and my person had to, Apple person, she tried to answer his question quickly and move along, but obviously it wasn't up to his pleasure. Or to his satisfaction, so he asked more and more questions. The question is really directed about a carrier and the activation cost, about paying activation cost twice. And he seemed to have known the answer before she did, but it didn't. It's almost like a trivia question. Like, you know, he had to ask her to make sure that she knew, like, she was quizzing her, and it wasn't up to his satisfaction. So he goes, "This is a horrible experience," and he walked away. But he just had to Karen her and let her know that he wasn't happy and he was displeased. And I wonder if this is who I am now. Like, I'm one of these people that just walk into an Apple store and interject myself in line, say my piece, and just leave. If so, cool, I guess. I don't know if I really want to flex that kind of Apple power. Anyway, I have to say, it's been a couple days. The phone is cool. I I'm enjoying it. I chose orange. I am very pleased. I'm pleased, but I still feel like I am the dumbest person in the house. What I really need is a 5-year-old to teach me how to use it.